This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS Newsroom.
Remembering 9/11. Now, special coverage from WCBS.
Today, we mark 18 years on from that day. Today is a day to remember the victims, and for many, it's a day of service, volunteering. The reading of the names and moments of silence are once again a part of this day. Let's go live to Lower Manhattan. WCBS reporter Sean Adams joins us live. Sean.
And Paul, it is with dignity and reverence that we come back here. We remember nearly 3,000 beautiful souls who were stolen September 11, 2001. And we mourn the loss of those who have died since. 18 years ago, I was here. I was in a position where I had to run away from that toxic cloud of dust that just was like a tsunami going in every direction from the Trade Center. And that dust is what continues to take lives today.
We also are now, 18 years out, looking for cancer.
Dr. Michael Crane is head of the World Trade Center Health Clinic at Mount Sinai. He says of 76,000 responders in their program who are being monitored, 40,000 have a certified medical condition linked to World Trade Center dust. 400,000 people who lived and worked south of Canal Street, they were exposed as well, and he says they should be monitored too.
They're going to go to doctors who are going to try and help them, who are not going to make the connection between here and World Trade, and they're not going to get the right care. And that makes me crazy. That makes me crazy because we're here and we're ready and we want to help.
He urges anyone who lived or worked in Lower Manhattan at that time, south of Canal Street, sign up with the World Trade Center Health Program and get checked out. Live at the World Trade Center, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
We will bring you our coverage of the reading of the names, the moments of silence, beginning after 8:40 this morning. Rich Lamb and Peter Haskell joining Sean with our WCBS coverage.
May have been a medical episode for a driver in a crash that killed a 10-year-old boy in Brooklyn. He may have blacked out. Alexander Kachalov may have suffered a seizure before the Lexus SUV veered away from Ocean Avenue near Avenue L. The victim was at a bus stop and got run down about 2:30 in the afternoon. The vehicle wound up under a pile of scaffolding at the crash scene. And the Brooklyn DA, Eric Gonzalez, says that if a medical issue is to blame, he wants to know if the driver should have been behind the wheel. The so far unidentified victim was getting ready to celebrate his birthday this month.
The ex-husband of a missing Connecticut mom believes medical records support his claim that Jennifer Dulos has staged a kind of vanishing act. Attorney Norm Pattis has filed a second motion seeking those medical papers, saying blood work and other tests might, quote, shed light on what may have motivated her to disappear. Fotis Dulos and his girlfriend, Michelle Traconis, have been arrested on new evidence tampering charges in their roles in cleaning up a truck that investigators believe was used to move the body.
New York State is trying something new about the drug industry, a legal attack for consumers who have been grappled by the addiction war. Here's Steve Burns.
It's not just a crisis, but a conspiracy, Governor Cuomo says.
The opioid scheme is as diabolical, as brazen, as obnoxious, and as offensive as anything I have seen.
And as he sees it, not only did it result in thousands of lost lives, it also meant big increases in health insurance premiums.
Health insurance companies had billions of dollars in additional costs as a result of the fraud caused by the drug companies.
And those additional costs were passed on to consumers to the tune of $2 billion over 10 years in New York. Cuomo says that money should be returned, and a lawsuit is on the way looking to do that.
They're not going to get away with it.
If the suit is successful, officials say they'll work with insurance companies to figure out how a potential rebate might be distributed. Steve Burns, WCBS, News Radio 880.
Let's head over to the Weather Center. Our meteorologist Craig Allen is here with a look at a muggy day with potentially some storms later on.
I would think the northwest suburbs have a chance towards this evening, and then tonight and tomorrow, a better chance for all of us. Right now, there's a line of showers and a little bit of thunder associated with it. It goes from the upper portions of Vermont, actually, on down through Albany, beyond Oneonta, and over towards Binghamton. That is going to stay north of us through the morning and into the afternoon. Behind that, though, another line of showers and thunderstorms that approaches for this evening, tonight, and tomorrow. And temperatures today, 84 to 88 degrees. That's the one thing that'll be most noticeable today is the warmth, the humidity, and the heat index, which will be up around or a little over 90. And then tonight's low will be about 70. Tomorrow, some sunshine, but again, it's still warm and still a couple thunderstorms around. High 78 to 84. It will clear out on Friday, and at least for one day, cools down quite a bit. High 70 to 75 on Friday. 69 degrees now, humidity 86%, and we have southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.